there was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school. But when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cars had smashed so hard. Da-da-dum, da-da-da-da-dum. Once there was this girl who wouldn't go and change with the girls in the change room. But when they finally made her, they saw birthmarks all over her body. She couldn't quite explain it. They'd always just been there. But both girl and boy were glad, had it worse than that. 'Cause then there was this boy whose parents made him come directly home right after school. And when they went to their church, they shook and lurched all over the church floor. He couldn't quite explain it. They'd always just gone there.
That was Rochelle Euler singing by the Crash Test Dummies.
As I like to call it, the Campbell Soup wannabe song.
I get it.
I get it. Because that song was good.
It was good.
It was good. I think this was one of those types of screws where someone's giving you a song to try to make it be boring, but it didn't work for Rochelle Euler.
Totally countered that screw.
Boo-cha!
Boo-cha! She was like, you're gonna try and screw me? No! Yeah. Zing!
Andrew, Rochelle got Look At Me Now last week, which is like the hardest rap song ever. And now
she the second she got it, she was like, what the fuck is this? And she sent it to me. She was like, ah, the entire week to me.
She sent it to me
before. She was like, does this sound okay? I was like, yeah, it sounds fantastic.
Okay, I don't remember whose turn is to start. I think it might be Ambie's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Possibly. If not, it is now. Yeah, Rochelle, this was like, okay, I will admit, I didn't have a lot of confidence just because I'm so used to hearing that, like, really low bass voice, and I can't picture Rochelle. And I never thought to myself, oh, take it up the octave.
Yeah.
Duh. And, like, you really did, and you made it, first of all, I could understand what you were saying, which was a big plus for me, because I never understood a freaking word from the original song of this. Now I understand what's going on.
To me, the original song just sounds like you're burping sometimes.
Me, Weird Al's the original version of this.
Oh my god, Weird Al's version is pretty funny.
Oh, I've never heard it.
Oh, it's really good. I've heard it more than the original. Anyway.
Yeah. But anyways. This, like, was really, it felt like a cover version of the original. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I know it was a cover version of it, but it felt like,
Like a legit cover.
Like this, like, would have been a cover of a real cover that someone mm-hmm. would
like,
have.
Like someone could release this like in 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's the Rochelle cover version of.
It's like the token cover song. No one doesn't even expect.
Who thinks of this song to cover? Like, oh, I want to cover an old song and make it good. No one would think about this song, and
because it felt like a completely different song, and just like the mood of it that she created
mm-hmm.
was great and just fantastic. And there was just like this overall, just it was very nicely rounded, polished. The edges were nice and soft on it. I really liked it a lot.
Me too. Blackjack, you want to go?
I feel so bad for doubting Rochelle at all, in the slightest.
You
said
that in the chat, too. You were like, I never should have doubted you, Rochelle.
I'm like, Rochelle, of course. I was not surprised as soon as you started. I'm like, duh, of course. This is why I bought Rochelle in the VH Fantasy League, because she's freaking epic. She could do stuff like this. It was so pretty. I love the humming at the end, how you did that. It just,
He's clapping for you, Rochelle.
I'm standing, too.
Oh, wow. Standing ovation. Wow. That might be a first on this show. A first for mm-mm-mm.
Sky, did you like it?
Yes, I really loved it. When it started, I was, like, laughing, and I pretty much laughed, like, almost the whole way through, because it was so good, and it's a funny song.
It was so good in a wrong kind of way, but by wrong it means this song should not be this good.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. I think she really sold the song. I think this is one of the instances where if Rochelle didn't like compound so much emotion into her words and almost treat it like she was telling a story, because the song is mm-hmm. a story, but you don't get it with the original because you can't understand them. But if Rochelle didn't treat it like she was telling a story, it would have probably been really boring. And I think Rochelle does have, like, mm-hmm. that gift of, like, pouring emotion into her words and, you know, like, she's just really good at phrasing things to make you want to listen deeper and keeping your attention. And, like, she'd make a really good elementary school teacher, because this reminded me of my first grade teacher in a way. Because she used to sing us songs with her guitar, and, like, they would be really boring melodies, but, like, everyone loved it because she was singing these songs and you were like, ooh, because the way you sing it just affects everything, you know, like mm-hmm. it was just so good, Rochelle. The only thing I think I remember thinking was near the end, I think some of the novelty wore off just because it was just a whole bunch of humming, but
yeah.
But that's how the song goes.
So
yeah, it like brought us back to this, like, oh wait, I forgot she's doing the real song. So this is, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the only way you could have made it better was to do more with it at the end. But that is, I mean, not even a real critique, because honestly, this was great. Yeah, this was great. And I thought you had really good build, too. The song actually built. Uh-huh. It was, like, impressive. I think I can tell you who gave that to you. It was Dylan.
That doesn't surprise me in the least.
Dylan, who made the message saying, screw Rochelle.
Yeah, $100,000 for her butt on a stick. Dylan.
Is that the best you could do, Dylan? Is that the best you can do?
Yeah, that was a really weak attempt. I think so, Dylan.
Pathetic.
It's going to take more than that. That's almost as lame as whoever gave that song to Russ. Well, I'm still coming after you, person. I'm coming after
Abby
you.
Abby has her list.
She has a list, and she's not afraid to use it. Okay, let's move on. Next up, we have Mr. Copper. Yeah. And Copper is going to be singing Goodnight, My Someone from The Music Man.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I read this one in the chat, and I was like, OMFG. Yeah.
So, holy shit. What?
Yeah. Goodnight, My Someone from The Music Man.
Oh, my God.
Did you guys see his email? He made, like this email that he said, look, I sent out them the same emails this week. I sent them the email, and Copper's email was like, I've been screwed over majorly, and, you know, I got really hard songs, and now I have this.
Some high-pitched Broadway chick.
Some high-pitched Broadway chick, yes. So let's listen to some high-pitched Broadway chick Copper.
Some high-pitched Broadway chick.
I'm really excited.
I'm listening.
Good luck, Copper. Oh, my God. Here we go.
Good night, my someone. Good night, my love. Sleep tight, my someone. Sleep tight, my love. Our star is shining its brightest light. For good night, my love, for good night. Sweet dreams be yours, dear, if dreams there be. Sweet dreams to carry you close to me. I wish they may, and I wish they might. Now good night, my someone, good night. True love can be whispered from heart to heart. When lovers are parted, they say, but I must depend on a wish and a star. As long as my heart doesn't know who you are. Sweet dreams be yours, dear, if dreams there be. Sweet dreams to carry you close to me. I wish they may, and I wish they might. Now good night, my someone, good night.
Copper singing Good Night, My Someone. Good night. From, what was it again?
Music Man.
Music Man. Yes, Music Man. Music Man. I don't know this whole musical. I just know a song or two here or there. But who would like to start?
I know this musical very well.
I'll go.
Okay, Blackjack.
Okay, so. I liked how you, I didn't do a falsetto. I had very low expectations for this Copper. I'll say that first off. You did better than I thought you would. I liked how in the beginning, it was kind of lullaby-ish in the very beginning, like as if a dad was singing it. But then towards later on, like the middle and the end, it was more like you were trying to imitate the original and you're going high and it wasn't as comfortable. And that is where you kind of lost me. I just wish you would have had like more confidence and imagined like you were actually legit, like just pretend like the dad was singing it or something, and it would have been a lot better. And I was really laughing at the parts when you're talking about like your heart and wishes and stuff. It was just really, this is a really funny song. Okay, so that's what I have to say. What do you guys think?
Okay, I can go. Copper, I thought this was like, your voice was so tender on this. Like, I really felt your tenderness and your emotion. And I thought, like, it was placed in, like, in a very good emotional aspect kind of thing. And I was just like, oh, it was so cute. It definitely had its pitchiness. Like, the notes were a bit everywhere, especially in the middle parts. But I enjoyed listening to it. I thought there was even build to the song. There was build on the bridge. But Copper, I know, like, someone gave you this song to screw you because this is not your cup of tea. You don't normally sing, like, a female, you know, high-pitched lullaby ever. But I think in your own way you did show them, because this was, like Blackjack said, I was not expecting this from you, Copper. I thought it was really sweet. So, yeah.
Okay. Ambie.
I have to completely disagree with everything these two have said. I think they are apparently tone deaf, because I did not like this at all. I am sorry. To the person who screwed you, screw the
knife. Ambie applauds. Ambie is standing.
Ambie is standing. I am standing. Oh my
this
gosh.
Is the best screw of the night. This is like, I am sorry, Copper. The rhythm was wrong. The notes were wrong. It was never, like, the pitch was just flying this way and that. And I couldn't get past that. Like, I was trying to get into it emotionally, but as soon as I would, the pitch would go flying into left field, and I just could not get myself back in. It was just,
I think this was definitely the biggest
aha, Broadway mess. This is the Bravo, it's the screw. See, person who screwed Russ, this is what you're supposed to do.
But
person who screwed Russ.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Still coming.
But I give you props, Copper. I give you a lot of props
I give
for
you
singing
props
this song.
For attempting it. I think it would have been a smarter choice to adjust the key of it to a place that would have been fitting in a more proper place in his range, so that he could have worked with it more. I think that would have been the smart thing to do, but he left it in the original key and just tried to sing it like the original. And that's where I think he went completely wrong with it.
Yeah, because it was just
Ambie's the new Simon. I love it.
Yeah, Ambie's the new Simon.
I'm sorry. I can't.
No, don't apologize.
I can't even. I mean, I'm really sorry, Copper, but what? I think you could have done this justice if you just would have dropped the key and done it in a more comfortable place in your range.
Yeah. I think definitely it was a huge, huge, incredible stretch for Copper to sing this song. And I'm really glad that he did, because, like, it was, yeah, it was super, super pretty. But I really did feel the tenderness in his voice. And I've never heard Copper sing in that way, because I'm so used to hearing him sing, like, really, like, kind of raw in your face rap songs and stuff. And to hear tender Copper, it was, like, a fresh cup of tea.
There were moments of it that I really liked in the beginning. But then when he went up there and started reaching for those notes, like,
that was what killed it. Was the reaching. That was the reaching is what killed it.
Like, somewhere in the middle, it was.
It's never good to reach. I'm still learning this too, Copper. So.
No, if you find your, this is something I have learned as well. If you find yourself reaching, seriously, just drop the key, just even just a smidge, just till you get to the point where you're not reaching. It doesn't make, like, a couple, like, a little bit of a change doesn't make as huge a difference. Like, if you dropped it, like, all the way down an octave, that's something completely different. But dropping it just a couple of keys really doesn't make it that noticeable a difference. Because most people probably don't even remember what the original key is. But I know that this is the original key.
See, like, I know I've heard this song before, but I don't really know it.
Yeah, exactly. I was kind of thinking that, like, since we don't really know the original, like, he probably could have changed it and I wouldn't have known the difference unless I heard, because I didn't hear the
Ambie's here tonight.
Ambie's, that's why the Ambie
it's
hammer
a bad
is
night
here.
Yes, it's a bad
to
night
face
to
Ambie with a Broadway song,
yes.
Bad, there's more Broadway to come, because I saw other names in of songs in the things, so
ooh, More Broadway for Broadway Ambie.
Okay.
I actually cannot reveal who screwed Copper. So I'm sorry, Copper, I cannot tell you.
Bravo. I tip my hat to you, whoever you may be.
Very successful. Tip my
hat. I'm not wearing a hat, but if I have one, I'd be tipping it. Oh, I feel like going across the room and picking, and putting a hat on. Just like, I'm doing that.
You could
I'm
going across the room and I'm putting a hat on.
Just tip it. Hold on.
This is the best.
Wait, Mickey Mouse ears. I'm putting my Mickey Mouse ears on there. My year of a million dream Mickey Mouse ears.
Oh,
wait, I have to put my headphones back in. I can't hear you. All right.
You could take Russ's top hat.
And they are they're on my head now, and they are being tipped at this very moment. I'm tipping. You can't hear it. I am tipping mouse ears at this moment.
Oh my gosh. Oh man, that is crazy. You lady are crazy. Okay, I think we should move on. Ambie hat and all.
Okay, who's next?
Up next is Margo, Mr. Sister. Yay!
Okay.
Yay!
She is singing. Where is she? She's singing on the steps of the palace from Into the Woods.
Told you there'd be more Broadway.
Broadway!
Just a little more Broadway.
Let's go.
All right, here we go.